This is Wade Rith, here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The number of fact-checking projects now stands at 149 in 53 countries, according to a count in February by the Duke University Reporters Lab. That's triple the number recorded 4 years ago, but the number is already out of date. Two fact-checking organizations have opened in Panama in recent months, for instance. In a bid to make Washington Halls of Power more diverse, the Senate is seeking to create a $5 billion fund to compensate its interns, the first such organized congressional effort in two decades and an effort to fight privilege. In California, the legislature passed a bill that will preempt any new local beverage or food taxes for 12 years. Arizona and Michigan have passed similar laws. In Oregon, the state's grocers have collected enough signatures to bring a ballot initiative barring any taxes on grocery items. And legislators are considering preemption bills in other states, including Pennsylvania, New Mexico, and Washington. A new study of long-lived Italians indicates that we have yet to reach the upper boundary of human longevity. California has now passed a digital privacy law granting consumers more control over and insight into the spread of their personal information online, creating one of the most significant regulations overseeing the data collection practices of technology companies in the U.S. NFL investigation of former Carolina Panther owner Jerry Richardson, conducted by former SEC Chief Mary White, whitewashes the owner, who received a $2.75 million fine for his conduct and was forced to sell, clearing a clean billion. EU leaders agreed to help coastline communities, notably Italy, by setting up detention centers on EU soil where asylum claims of migrants rescued in the Mediterranean will be reviewed. In parallel, the EU said it would seek to set up reception centers in North African countries to which most migrants rescued at sea would be sent. Those centers, called disembarkation platforms, will be run together with UN agencies to ensure that people are housed in humane conditions while awaiting repatriation or resettlement to European countries. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.